I don't know what I was expecting, but not this. She was tied up pretty securely, one arm to each bedpost. They left the legs free so she could struggle. I guess that's how some people like it. I know I do. Her mouth was roughly gagged with cloth, and a large black blindfold was tied over her eyes. I could tell that she knew someone was in the room by the way she lifted her head and her breathing sped up. She brought her legs tightly together in some sort of attempt to be modest. It's kind of hard to do when you're naked and bruised. I took in the full view quietly. She made a noise beneath the gag that could have been, "Who is here to help me?" But I wasn't overly concerned with that. I was technically there to help her. But there was no rush. The kidnappers was dead. I could take my time with her. I reached out and casually grabbed an ankle. She reflexively tried to pull a leg out of my grasp, but I'm pretty strong, so she was struggling in vain, and I let her. She mewed in a gag, and I have to admit, it was pretty fucking appealing. I let the ankle go, and I got on the bed. I forced the legs open so that I was between them. I was still dressed, but I wanted her to know that I was in charge, and there was nothing she could do about it. She screamed beneath the gag, but not a lot of noise come out. So I slap her once, hard, across the face, and it made a crack like a gunshot that filled the room. It was a little rougher than I meant to be, but it got the point across. And then I heard a single muffled sob, and she turned her head to the side as if she couldn't stand the sight of me. Now, I knew she couldn't actually see me, but I didn't like this little act of rebellion, so I grabbed her by the chin and forced the head so it was facing upward. Then I lowered my hand to her throat. I let it sit there a minute, just resting. I gently caressed the cheek with the back of my other hand. I suddenly tightened my grip on her throat, paying specific attention to cutting the airflow and not the blood flow. I was pretty good at this, and I felt the struggle under me. I knew that she knew what was happening. She was fruitlessly pulling against the bonds, against me, desperate for air, desperate for life. As her movements began to slacken, I released my grip. Her ragged breaths and sobs made it all worthwhile. I leaned in very close to her ear and whispered, "Shh." She tensed up with fear, and I hoped, for her sake, that she understood me. I pulled the gag out of her mouth and let it fall loosely on her neck. She was still breathing heavily, with her lips tight, slightly parted, but she still didn't make no sound. What a good fucking girl. I rewarded her by moving my thumb slowly over those lips, gently, showing her I could be a kind master. Then I let my hand drift lower, running my fingertips against her chest, belly, and around her sex to her soft inner thigh. She tensed and inhaled sharply. She shook her head quickly, once, twice. I let her because it was futile. I moved my hand up to her labia and let it sit there. A shiver ran through her. I began to stroke her gently like a lover, circling and eventually just caressing her clit. She was clearly very sensitive because she couldn't sit still. She shook her head again but didn't make no sound other than softly crying. I laughed. Harsh. I just laughed. So fuck. It was... Nah, this ain't right, Nita. It's too harsh. This ain't no... This is fucking... No. Fuck it.